Hey, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. We have a special guest today. Her name is Holly Bouchard. Holly, I hope I got your name right. If I did not, please forgive me. Holly, are you there?
No. Yes. No problem at all. You were close enough.
Okay, and you can call me Sue to make it convenient for you during this call and this fantastic show that you're going to be having. Holly, you are doing a lot of amazing things in the metaphysical world. And if you could start with a brief introduction of yourself and some of the stuff that you do so that the people here can connect with you.
Sure. Well, I, of course, have a website, which is hollyjobouchard.com, and just about everything I do is listed over there, including contact information. So everything started with me basically, well, I guess I should start with what I do. So I consider myself an ascension educator, a master healer, and a clearing specialist. That's really my big point. As I developed over the years, I discovered that I can clear people's souls, consciousness, auric fields, you name it, in bulk, which really catapults them forward very quickly. So like life-changing results with minimal work when you think about it. And of course, our souls are so vast and multi-layered and multi-dimensional. So we're much kind of like an onion, actually. So, you know, we go layer by layer trying to get down to that center part, which is our true self, our where we master who we are and we're in balance. That's the goal. So one of my biggest missions is to empower women. Women are so, and have been over eons, suppressed. So one of my main missions is to awaken them, enlighten them, give them back their power, teach them how to do what they need to do that's specific to their soul and mission. And then when I remove all the obstacles, or the majority of them, then that creates their new enlightened self, and along with that comes their soul talents, their soul purpose. And I have a wonderful support group as primarily I had started as a follow-up from all the work I did with my clients. So we could continue the process and me not only support them, but for them to support each other in a soul community. And I have found over time that anyone that was drawn to work with me have all been soul family, which and then makes them soul family with each other. So it's been an amazing journey. And so many of my services have all come about due to the needs of the clients that were drawn to me. So I'll talk about those a little bit later, but I know, like you, we wear many hats, and whatever's needed, we amazingly are able to assist. So it's a wonderful thing, and it is my life mission and brings me the greatest joy in being service to others.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, and we were playing a little bit of a past show where we interviewed a fantastic guest. And we were talking about people who have the sacred knowledge, people who have the sacred knowledge but do not share it. And we have a few people now in the world who, along with the law of attraction teachings, Abraham's teachings, the movie The Secret, the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, they try to share with the world. They try to share with the world information that can help people manifest. And as I was saying to my guest, in the olden days, people who had this knowledge, the sages, the yogis, the avatars, they taught their version of their knowledge, meaning they wouldn't actually teach somebody how to manifest. It was more in the terms of moral values and trying to be nice and good people and how good deeds get good rewards. And that is how the past avatars and gurus and yogis and teachers, that's how they taught people. And so then it became religion. Many people started their own religion. And that was a difference between the olden days and now. Even when Jesus taught, or Adi Shankaracharya taught, or any one of them taught, it wasn't taught the way manifestation is taught nowadays. It's taught more, of course, you know, we could always go into their teachings and grab things and learn from that, because even though their teachings were mostly moral, I think, we could still go in there and grab some of the teachings and understand what manifestation is. But now it is taught to help people actually know what their universe is like and to work with the universe and to get the best outcomes ever. And how nice that we have the Joyful Manifestation show, the Good Fortune show, and then some of the guests who came on and spoke to us. How nice that we can now go and jump directly into manifestation instead of it just being moral values and right and wrong and punishment, hell, heaven, sin. We cut through all of that and we go directly into the laws that make this universe work. When I say universe, I mean the whole thing. The laws that make the universe work. So the intention is to help people directly rather than lead them into a very religious path where it's mostly about right and wrong and you reap what you sow. Though, I mean, if you look at you reap what you sow, not just from a moral standpoint, but from the fact that if you put the right thoughts and belief systems and vibrations out into space, then you will get back accordingly. So a more, I would say, energy approach to this, where we actually help people manifest reality without leading them down the moral path of right and wrong. Basically, it means that if you put the right ingredients into a dish, you're going to get the best dish ever. You cannot put the wrong items into a cake and then expect a fantastic cake at the end of it, nor can you put the wrong items into, let's say, a chicken soup and get the best chicken soup ever. You have to put the right ingredients in And without the right ingredients, you just cannot come up with the right item, the right goal. And so how nice that now we can all, in a way, cut through the crap. And I mean it. And I mean the word crap with great respect. But if we can all cut through the crap and understand that we do reap what we sow. And I'm not talking of moral values and morality. I'm talking of conscious creation. And so when we have guests who have researched this and come up with their take of it, and of course, you know, each guest is different in his or her way and has come up with their evaluation of things. We're just trying to bring you a perspective. But if each person here on the Good Fortune Show understands that, OMG, my good fortune lies in my hand. My good fortune lies in my hand and nobody else's hand. My good fortune lies in my hand and nobody else's hand. And I lead the way to my good fortune. I lead the way to our good fortune. And then we start walking down the right path, consciously manifesting reality. Consciously manifesting a good fortune. You know, today I was late on the show, and so they played a rerun for a little bit of a recent guest. And I said, you know, I will cut in when the time is right. And I do want to thank all of you for being patient and for hanging on there. But the fact is that we are all into an era of conscious creation and manifestation. We all can go past the olden days, moral, religious platforms that were given to us. And it doesn't mean that we need to ban religion or we give up our religion or we can continue to follow our religion, because it brings us joy when we feel devoted or grateful, appreciative of a certain master, God, avatar, saint. When we feel appreciative and thankful, we're already flowing good fortune energy. Let me give you an example. If, and I know you already understood this, but I'm just going into it. If we feel grateful to Jesus Christ, if we are appreciative of him, what happens is we're flowing good fortune energy already. And then more is attracted back to us. But to understand that ultimately, it's not about sin, but it's about appreciation. And how amazing Christ is. Or how amazing Krishna is. Or how amazing Mary is. How amazing Archangel Michael is. How amazing our guardian angels are. How amazing the sun is. So when we go into this appreciative flow, then what happens is that more good is attracted back to us because we're in good fortune energy already. So either way that you look at it, when we appreciate where we come from and our already existing good fortune, and we don't need to give up anything. Nobody needs to give up their religion. Nobody needs to convert. Nobody needs to walk away from a particular church unless they really want to. That's their personal choice. But nobody's recommending it. the more appreciative we are, the more appreciation we flow, the more great energy is attracted back to us. And so the whole thing is about being appreciative and happy. Because we're already in good fortune. And we already feel great about where we are, what we're doing, how great it is, how great it is. And so we're not following a kind of a sin morality viewpoint. I mean, of course, everybody has their own standards of morality and everybody should feel free to go by that. But this is not about that. This is about appreciation of where we already are, what we already have. So if you're bringing in religion, then a Christian can feel appreciative of him or her being a Christian. A Muslim can feel appreciative of him or her being a Muslim. A Jewish person can feel appreciative of what he or her already have. People who follow Native Indian American, American Indian practices, shamanic practices. They can feel appreciative of what they already have. And so as we feel appreciation, that appreciation starts to work for us because we're already in good fortune energy. So let's take me. For example, and if you go into my mind, I have no battles going on in there, none. Meaning that I do not regret any circumstance of my birth. I do not regret the country I was born in. I do not regret my family, my parents. I do not regret my religion, my culture, practices. I do not regret the school I studied in, the city I grew up in, the colleges I went to, the degrees that I have, the work that I've done. I have no regrets of any of the circumstances surrounding my birth and the way I grew up. In fact, if you go into my brain, if you go into my mind, the way I think, there is only appreciation of every single factor, of every single thing that has contributed to my birth, to my family, to my growing up, my education, my job, my career. There is no regret. And so if everybody here goes back and they go into their minds and they say, oh my God, I really have nothing that I want to regret. I love everything about my life. I love everything about it in the past, I love everything about it the way it is, and I love everything about whatever is going to be revealed to me. And they go into a state of appreciation of everything about their life. That's good fortune right there. And good fortune energy is flowing, flowing, flowing. And then it stabilizes maybe or increases, gets more concrete. Because our mind is so concrete and strong. Everything about our mind appreciates where we are, what we come from, who we are, who we are from birth. And there should be not even one single person. There should be no people, literally, who are regretting anything about their lives. And as each person becomes really happy about everything that they are, were, and will become, that they were, are, and will become, there is a whole bunch of good fortune energy that is released. So, someone who was born in Nigeria, in Africa, South America, some European country somewhere, Mexico, of course, we know about Mexico, but South America, anybody who's born in any place like that, maybe someone from Sri Lanka, maybe someone from Bangladesh, someone from China, Nepal. You know, it doesn't have to be a first world country. It could be what is called a third world country. Remember that all of these titles are given by the world itself. And a few centuries ago, many years ago, you know, there was no such thing. So anyone who's born anywhere can feel pride or proud of their birth circumstances. And in that, they're flowing good fortune energy. Maybe for somebody who is already in good fortune or thinks that they are in good fortune, maybe for someone like that, it's even hard to understand a situation where good fortune does not exist. And that is something that I have encountered personally. Because I know in India and then around the world, people talk about discrimination and race and casteism and all these things and how it feels to be discriminated against. And here in America, and even in India, you watch TV. In a few minutes, it's always about, oh, you discriminated and you did that and you did this and the backward classes, the backward communities, the minorities, this and that and that and this. And but then when you think about it, and one goes beyond classifying oneself. One goes beyond classifying oneself as this or that and fighting a battle. Fighting a battle. Good fortune takes over. Because as long as people continue to feel bad about themselves or the circumstances they were born in. And all of these circumstances are human created circumstances. They're not real. So for a Native American Indian, his situation or her situation started not due to the fact of their births, but it started because somebody else started to say, this is better than that, that is better than this. But if somebody from even a tribal community just thinks of himself as lucky for having been born that way, good fortune starts immediately. The good fortune energy is just waiting for people to say, oh my God, I'm so happy about the way I am, how I am, how I was raised, how I became who I am. And as good fortune starts, a lot more good can happen. And we can keep walking down the path of good fortune because it's already our path to do so. It's already our path to do so. And it's not waiting for some weird future, unseen future. My mother, we went to a place where it was raining in spite of the season. So it started to rain. And she's so lucky. When she sees rain, and when she carries it, she goes to another place, then it starts to rain. So really hot place that we went to after that. It's almost like she took the rain from one place and she took it to the other place and started to rain. Because the rain gets into her aura, she's very lucky where rain is concerned. It's almost like the rain gods listen to her. She carries it with her. And it started to rain in a really, really hot place. Is that good fortune? Wow. Different people have different abilities. Different people, by virtue of their birth, their upbringing, have different abilities. And these are good fortune abilities. Almost as if the divine universe gave certain people certain abilities, strength. And because of that, no matter where they go, what they do, it starts to grow and perpetuate. So if you personally have some talent, maybe you've noticed that when you go somewhere, there is an abundance of food. Just by virtue of you being there, it's almost like food gets attracted to you. There is food everywhere. And it's just an ability that you have. It's a abundance factor. Something in your vibrations. And food starts to flow from nowhere. Food starts to appear. Or maybe wherever you grow, you have a green thumb and plants and trees, vegetation starts to grow. Wherever you go, you take rain with you. Wherever you go, you take food with you. Wherever you go, you take great vegetation with you. Wherever you go, maybe you attract money. And so money starts to flow. And so maybe the divine gave the people listening here some skills, abilities, so that any place that you go, you're so fortunate. You are so fortunate in certain areas, maybe all of them. Why should I limit what you are fortunate in, correct? So maybe you're fortunate in more than just food or money or vegetation or rain. Maybe you have more abilities than you think. And that is in your aura, given to you by God. Maybe put in as a seed. Maybe it's permeated from you. Maybe you project it out. Recently, we went somewhere where, I mean, this is another place that's really hot. But since our family, and other than Las Vegas, don't get me wrong, because I know Las Vegas is a very extreme climate. And so, I love Las Vegas, and it is an extreme climate, but it is conditioned air conditioning, heating for the winters. So, other than Las Vegas, so let me put Las Vegas aside and let me put Texas aside because I have family in Texas. Both hot places, correct? But all controlled through climate control. I mean, climate control as an AC and heating. But a place that we went to, which is again extremely hot, but because we have in our good luck, coolness, and being in moderate, good climate, what happened is that the people who were in this really, really hot place, friends, they continue to be in that heat because they're now getting used to that heat because it's part of their fortune, but not a very good fortune, absolutely dangerous heat, trust me. But we, our family, went to visit them. And we, obviously, because we are comfortable and we live comfortable lives, we immediately started to think of how to make their lives more comfortable. And in our good fortune, we had money on our side. We have luxury on our side. The ability to enjoy comfort on our side. We started to create that atmosphere for this family, who are our friends. So we took our skills and our good fortune there. And well, they're doing really well now. We installed air conditioners. We cleaned out their place, decorated it. Whatever it is, it's not that we're trying to be good. It's just that because we're used to something and we have the good fortune of certain things in our lives, when we go to a place where it doesn't exist, we create it simply from who we are. So let's say there's a person who is used to abundant trees, greenery, vegetation, and then they go to Las Vegas. Just kidding. They're automatically going to create a kind of beautiful garden, trees, whatever they can create from who they are. It comes from the space that they are in. They carry it with them and they start to create that wherever they are. Amazing, right? Isn't this also kind of being God in a ways? Not trying to bring the ego factor in here, but I'm just saying, not ego from arrogance, but I'm saying that everybody has something, some good fortune. And they can take that to the world and they can create more of who they are. Maybe somebody who's used to very colorful clothing and jewelry and gold might find that wherever he or she goes, he's able to go and create that somewhere else because it's part of their good fortune package. Because that's who they are, that's what they bring to the world. And they take it, and wherever they go, they bring that. Maybe the gods listen to them. Maybe they're invoking the divine factor inside them, the divineness inside you, your good fortune, your personal good fortune. And so to realize that, oh my God, I have this Fantastic, fantastic good fortune. In this particular area or that particular area. And that's another thing. Wherever we go, our family goes, there's an abundance of food. Food starts to flow. Good climate or good air conditioning and good comfortable stay, furnishings. Everything starts to flow. It's almost as if, me in particular, if I go somewhere, then suddenly all the shops, and if there were none, even if there were none before, and it seemed like there was none before, suddenly there'll be all these chandelier shops and lighting, beautiful decor. These just start to appear from somewhere. And maybe they were already there, and it was just a case of finding it. And so, whatever I represent or whatever I like starts to come out and be seen. And then it's almost as if who I am and who you are starts to project and permeate. I watched a movie yesterday. And in that movie, okay, she's not trying to be super clever or something, but she was just saying something like, when most of the country is sharing poverty, when most of the country is sharing poverty, then why can't you share this also? It's just that she was just trying to say that people are sharing poverty. So the fact is this particular statement and not what she was trying to do here. Sharing poverty? Is that even something one wants to grow? Oh, you're going to share poverty. Oh, the whole country sharing poverty. Oh, is that something really great? Okay, why would somebody say something like that? And so people make these statements. And, obviously when people are trying to be communist about something, socialist, communism, then they take pride in sharing poverty. Oh, you're sharing poverty. Most of the country is sharing poverty. Yay, what a qualification for a country, correct? And so people make these statements. So that they can seem to be good, or they can seem to be morally right, or they can seem to be people who care for the world. So instead of sharing abundance and trying to encourage people to share abundance and grow abundance, they take pride in sharing poverty as if it's some kind of a medal of honor. So a lot of people have to be careful of these pitfalls and people who make statements like this. Oh, the whole country is sharing poverty. Awesome. Great qualification. And I don't know if I told you this. We went to Sri Lanka on a cruise. So a soup, I mean, this is some time ago. A super great cruise, not too long ago, but just maybe a few months ago. A super great cruise, the whole ship. It's luxurious. It's luxury. Then we get down in Sri Lanka and they've arranged for this tour, correct? Like a bus. So we get down and the bus picks us up and takes us places. And there was this one place where we didn't want to go in too much, so we decided to sit in the bus, my family and I. And guess what? While we're sitting in the bus, they keep the AC off on the bus, and heat, horrible, terrible heat, starts to filter through. And here people are cooking. The people elected to stay on the bus are cooking. So we asked the driver, why don't you turn on the AC? We thought that was a normal thing to do. It's hardly going to be 10, 15 minutes of wait. No, we won't. We won't. We're conserving energy, or rather, they're conserving fuel. What? You're conserving fuel at the cost of people who are sitting in the bus and cooking in that heat. My family, being my family, we decided to get off and we took a taxi back to the ship, the luxury ship. Here is where people, it's trying to be cheap and it's trying to sell cheapness and trying to sell the word suffering to people and then trying to make heroes out of people. Oh, if you can tolerate the heat in the bus, that means you're strong. Okay, this is not strength. But let's cancel that sentence. And we're saying that. Why would people want to share poverty with others? Why not share abundance instead? Why not show abundance instead? Why not give the people who came from that luxury ship, cruise ship, onto this bus? Why not share the luxury or continue the luxury experience of that cruise ship onto this bus? Rather than impose one's own negativity and what one thinks is the right way to do things. For example, the driver of that bus is pretty used to this kind of a heat and continue to share what he's used to with a bunch of people who just got off a luxury cruise ship to tour. And then the whole thing that on the bus that we were being given a guided tour on Sri Lanka. It is all about Sri Lanka's suffering. His conversation was so negative that anybody would get a bad impression of Sri Lanka. Just listening to all the difficulties that Sri Lanka went through, and we're still going through it, and this and that. And is this the image you want to sell of your country? To people who are visiting, is it really necessary? Because when I looked around, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I loved it. We even went to a miracle place where the water is supposed to be miraculous, miracle cures and all that stuff. Of course, they could keep that in a better condition. So, people would feel more hygienic about it. But the point is, Sri Lanka in itself is gorgeous and miraculous. But it's the people who try to give the sorry feel about their own country and then try to share poverty with others. Oh, this is something great to be shared. No, share the goodness. Share the goodness of where we come from, where, how we are born, how we are raised, how beautiful our country is, how beautiful the land is, the amazing sceneries, the amazingness, rather than share the negative. And so, for everybody who's listening, if you all have anything fortunate about your life, share that. And that is what the goddess of abundance would want. She would want that. She wants, not she would want, she wants that people share the beauty of the world that she has created, of the world that she has decorated with. Streams and rivers and trees and mountains and the amazingness of all that she has created in the world. So much to be shared. So much beauty to be shared. So much amazingness about where we come from, how we were raised, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, the conditions of our family. The abundance. the abundance that is contained in our aura. And so we continue to bring that, we continue to share that, because the goddess of good fortune, the goddess of good fortune, is talking about sharing the good fortune, sharing the abundance, the prosperity, all that is great, all that is good, everything that's amazing. And that's why I love America, because most times, at least until recently, but okay, let's just say many times, USA talks about how amazing it is as a country and how people who come there can become whoever they want to and create the lives that they want to create. So they always project, or they try to project, the goodness that people can gather, that people can earn, that people can experience and enjoy. And so everybody here has some good fortune going on in his or her life, and we want to bring that good fortune out and grow it, because we're here to enjoy lives of good fortune. Great fortune, in fact. And that is what the goddess of good fortune would want. Goddess, God, it doesn't matter what. And yes, I did get my 3-minute warning, so I do need to sign off. But we will meet again for the Joyful Manifestation Show next week. Next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But until then, I want to wish you a fantastic week. And I'm hoping that everybody is going to be perpetuating the good fortune. I highly recommend that you sign up for our show, the subscription, and continue to grow the good fortune. And this is Sugandhi Iyer, signing off for the Good Fortune Show and wishing you a fantastic rest of the day.